ジャパニーズポット101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんは
ロンドン、
こんにちはニューヨーク。
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com. Newbie Series, Season 4, Lori's Story, Lesson 35. Put this on your to-do list. Hi, my name is Eric, and I'm joined here by Naomi-sensei.
Naomi です。よろしくお願いします、Eric さん。
よろしくお願いします。In this lesson, you'll learn how to talk about what you did in the past.
Such as, 勉強しました。
I studied.
仕事をしました。
I worked. This conversation takes place at...
On the street, on campus.
All right, and this conversation is between...
Shizuka san to Ryu san.
Shizuka and Ryu. The speakers are not friends yet, so therefore they'll be speaking in
formal Japanese.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Hey, じゃあ、Ryu san は中国人？わかりませんでした。
はい、中国の上海から来ました。
日本語上手ですね。日本は初めてですか？
いえ、4年前に来ました。1年間日本で勉強しました。
へえ、私も去年中国に行きましたよ。
上海へ行きましたか？
いいえ、行きませんでした。北京に行きました。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
へえ。じゃあ、リュウさんは、中国人？わかりませんでした。
はい。中国の、上海から、来ました。
日本語、上手ですね。日本は、初めてですか？
いえ。4年前に来ました。1年間日本で勉強しました。
へえ、私も去年中国に行きましたよ。
上海へ行きましたか？
いいえ、行きませんでした。北京に行きました。
今度は英語が入ります。
へえ、じゃあ、リュウさんは中国人？わかりませんでした。
Wow, so you're Chinese, Ryu? I didn't get that.
はい、中国の上海から来ました。
Yes, I'm from Shanghai.
日本語上手ですね。
You're very good at Japanese.
日本は初めてですか？
Is this your first time in Japan?
いえ、4年前に来ました。
No, I first came 4 years ago.
1年間日本で勉強しました。
I studied in Japan for 1 year.
へえ、私も去年中国に行きましたよ。
I see. I went to China last year.
上海へ行きましたか？
Did you go to Shanghai?
いいえ。行きませんでした。
No, I didn't.
北京に行きました。
I went to Beijing.
日本語上手ですね。Wow, your Japanese is very good.
Ah, it's probably the most common phrase you'll hear as a foreigner speaking Japanese in Japan.、
Mm.
Not even in Japan, anywhere. It's especially great when a friend introduces you to someone and immediately after you say, Hajimemashite.
Nice to meet you.
Or,Konnichiwa.
Hello.
You're showered with, Nihongo jōzu desu ne. And, you know, you're left sort of stunned thinking, but I've just only said hello. Naomi-sensei, are Japanese people just really good at assessing language ability upon first hearing? Is that it?
I don't think so. It's kind of like a greeting, you know?
Oh, I see. So it's kind of just something that you throw out there.
Yeah.
Doesn't really mean much.
It could mean that your Japanese is really good or your pronunciation is really good, but...Like, I would say most of the time, people are trying to be friendly to you or be nice to you.
Well, you heard it from the source.
But I never personally use this phrase.
Well, that's good. You're way more objective, right? You want to hear at least two sentences before you start judging someone's language ability. Hey, Naomi-sensei, do you speak Chinese or do you read Chinese?
No, not at all.
I mean, I'm looking at the script so I can see the kanji for the capital city of China, which is?
Peking.
In Japanese, right?
Hi.
But I think if Chinese people look at this, they'll read it and they'll say something that sounds like Beijing, right?
Ah, so na no?
I think that, yeah, if they read it, they'll say something like Beijing.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
I don't have the correct pronunciation, but that's something like it.
Ah, ja, Chinese listeners, please.
Yeah, please correct me, because I know I'm totally wrong. On to the vocabulary.
次は単語です。
Our first word is?
前.
Before. The suffix ago.
前. 前.
The next word is?
四年.
4 years.
四年。四年。
The next word is?
一年間。
The period of 1 year.
一年間。一年間。
The next word is?
勉強。
Study.
勉強。勉強。
The next word is?
去年。
Last year.
去年。去年。
And the last word is?
上手。
Skillful. Good at.
上手。上手。
Okay, so let's take a closer look at some of these words. What's the first word we want to look at?
去年。
Last year. How do you say this year, Naomi-sensei?
今年。
And what about next year?
来年。So, 去年、今年、来年。去年、今年、来年。
my head is spinning. So, if you want to say last year was
2008? 去年は2008年。
This year?
今年は2009年。
And next year, 2010?
来年は2010年ですね。
So, to recap, last year was 2008, this year is 2009, and next year is 2010, right?
そうですね。去年。
Last year.
今年。
This year.
来年。
Next year. So what's our next word?
四年前。
4 years ago. 四年 is 4 years, and the word 前 means before, but used as a suffix, it means ago. So in this case, 4 years ago.
四年前。
Take a look at this lesson's PDF for a list of time durations.
But let's go over it quickly.
All right, so the counter for years is 年. Or?
年間.
Okay, so 1 year?
一年.
2 years?
二年.
3 years?
三年.
4 years?
四年.
5 years?
五年.
6 years?
六年.
7 years?
There are two.
七年. Or 七年.
How about 8 years?
八年.
9 years?
There are two.
九年. And 9年.
How about 10 years?
10年.
And so on and so forth.
We've just learned 去年 is last year, but you can say 1年前.
1 year before.
そうですね.
1 year ago, as we just learned, right? But does that imply literally 12 months ago? Like last year at this time? Or can it be this calendar year? For example, if this is January and we say, you know, 去年, it could mean just a month ago, December. But if we say 一年前, it has to mean like somewhere around winter of last year, like last January, last February.
You're smart, Eric.
Yeah, so am I onto something?
そうね、そうそう、すごい、そうです。
Sweet!
Exactly.
Okay, so to sum it up, I totally stumbled upon this, but what we're saying here is that 去年 means at any point in last calendar year.
Right.
And 一年前 means 1 year ago, like 12 months ago, even if it's the 1st of January and yesterday was last year.
Ha. すごい。
ありがとうございます。
Good point.
Oh. All right, on to the grammar.
次は文法です。
All right, let's start using します, a verb that means to do. And let's also learn the past tense of verbs. So let's start with the usage of します. します is often called a nominal verb, which can create compound verbs, all right? What does this all mean, Naomi-sensei? All these terms.
As you've already learned, 勉強 is study, but it's a noun.
That's right.
So when you put をします or します, it becomes a verb.
All right, so putting します after any noun will turn it into a verb. Is that what you're saying?
not all the nouns.
Of course, there must be exceptions, right?
Mm.
So just mostly, this is a general a rule of thumb.
はい.
So in this case, to study, the verb will be
勉強をします or 勉強します。仕事 is work or job, but it's a noun.
So to work is
仕事をします or 仕事します。
This verb します is often combined with a sport, right?
Ah, そうですね。For example, テニスします。
Literally means to do tennis, but of course, you know, it means to play tennis.
そうですね。スノーボードします。
To snowboard, to go snowboarding. All right, next let's review verb forms. In this lesson, we're going to focus on formal forms. Nami-sensei, how do you say I study Japanese or I'll study Japanese?
私は日本語を勉強します。
勉強します。To study, how do you say I don't study Japanese or I won't study Japanese?
私は日本語を勉強しません。
勉強しません。Don't study or won't study. To get the negative form, replace the mas with masen. How do you say I studied Japanese?
勉強しました is studied. So, 私は勉強をしました。
勉強しました。Studied. To get the past tense form, change mas to ました. Finally, how do you say I didn't study Japanese?
ませんでした。So, 私は日本語を勉強しませんでした。
勉強しませんでした。Didn't study. To get the negative past tense, replace mas with ませんでした。Alright, so let's go over it one more time.
行きます。
To go.
行きません。
Won't go or don't go.
行きました。
Went.
行きませんでした。
Didn't go.
食べます。
To eat.
食べません。
Won't eat or don't eat.
食べました。
Ate.
食べませんでした。
Didn't eat. Naomi 先生、去年どこに行きましたか? Where did you go last year?
あ、そうそう。去年タイに行きました。
お、タイですか?
はい。
タイのバンコクに行きましたか?
バンコクに行きませんでした。でも、チェンマイに行きました。
Ah, I see. So I asked Naomi 先生、Where did you go last year? And she said, I went to
Thailand.
And I said, oh, Thailand, did you go to Bangkok?
No, I didn't. But I went to Chiang Mai. あとね、ミャンマーも行きました。
おー、すごいですね。
We crossed the border.
You know, I have a Myanmar friend here in Japan.
あ、本当?
Yeah.
皆さんは去年どこに行きましたか?
So where did you go last year, everybody? Let us know in the comments of this episode at JapanesePod101.com.
よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。
それじゃあまた。
See you next time.
へえ。じゃあ、リュウさんは中国人?わかりませんでした。
はい。中国の上海から来ました。
日本語上手ですね。日本は初めてですか?
いえ。4年前に来ました。1年間日本で勉強しました。
へえ。私も去年中国に行きましたよ。
上海へ行きましたか?
いいえ、行きませんでした。北京に行きました。